Empire 2020. The 18 vintage was our first. 18 and 19 was dominated, or 18 was dominated by Petit Verdot. 19, the Petit Verdot was a little bit less, and there was more Cabernet Sauvignon. And like, I never really liked Merlot. I've made quite a bit of Merlot before, but it was always quite almost harsh and thin in a sense. And in 2019, around that area, I tasted wine from a grape that's very close to my winery. But it's Merlot, and it grows on decomposed granite. And for the first time, I actually felt like I like this. It was much more extracted. It was dark in color, that more oomph, more layers, more freshness. So I made this mental note that if I find Merlot on decomposed granite, I need to buy it. But that's very hard to find. There's not a lot of vineyards Merlot on decomposed granite. So in harvest 2020, in harvest time, there's lots of opportunity, and you need to keep your ear on the ground. My friend, that's only if you're flexible within harvest, and we are very flexible. So my friend phoned me up in harvest and said, "Peter, there's a really good block of Merlot up on the Helderberg, decomposed granite. The owner of the guy buying the grapes from the farmer, his tank is full. There's a 3/4 of a ton sitting, and I can have it if I want to." So I told the guy, I said, "Okay, I'll take the grapes. I'll help you out this year, but then I want some every year." So he said, "That's fine." So I was in for the long run. So we picked the Merlot. I made the wine. It was super tight extracted. Yeah, lots of freshness, really great wine, but lots of power to it. And then we made up the Empire blends. I left out the Petit Verdot and we replaced it with Merlot. And what a wine! It made a huge difference to the mid palate. It just made the wine so full. And now I'm starting to understand the power of Merlot, and if you get the right Merlot, where you should use it and the benefits you get from it. So that wine has still got no new oak on it. The new vintage from the 2021, we brought in a little bit of new oak, which is going to make a difference. But the idea behind Empire is the brother of Empire Strikes Back, or the sister, or whatever you want to call it. It represents Stellenbosch, an old style Stellenbosch. You could see the label. It's a label I painted with a little paintbrush, and it looks like a sort of an old style Stellenbosch label. So it's Cab Franc and Merlot.